Yeah, my UHF's not coordinated either, and it shows up in repeater book. It's got, I think it's got my call sign on it, which is not what's on the ID, because it's part of our downstate network. As a matter of fact, it's a clone of one of the downstate repeaters. Well, and if it works for you, that's fine, and nobody's going to complain, you know, when that 06 is ready to go on the air if you just move it or whatever. But my suggestion would be that instead of using 05, you do a 15 KC split and you use 045. But, you know, it's no big deal either way. You do have a little bit of HT swish, you know. You got the rubber duck going from vertical, and I'm getting a little bit of swish. But 99% of the time, you're absolutely 100% rock solid, full quieting. And even if you had the swish all the time, you'd be a 100% copy. So, all right, I will let you run. Enjoy your walk. You got probably, what, about a 20 minutes, half hour daylight left. So I am working in the camper as we speak. So see you later. Is it KDYS? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
All right, very good. Okay, DYS from W8RPM, see ya.
All right, see you later. Yeah, I'm using a, well, this is a fairly new radio. It's the Anytone 168, and I currently have the, I don't know, it's like a 4 or 5 inch dock that came with it. It did come with an extended antenna, but, so I'm using a very, very, I guess you'd just call it a dummy load. But I'm a couple miles from my house, so, and it is very, very dense, tall oak and pine trees here. We got, I'm looking at 80, 90 foot canopy right now, so. All right, have a good night, and be careful in the camper there working. We'll catch you later. This is KDYS.